Hey, hey.
Hello. What's up? What's up? Welcome to the latest episode of An Evening with the Barneses.
I am Bernadette Barnes.
I am Eugene T. Barnes. We are the Barneses. What's up, y'all?
What up? What up? No, quick story. So today, I picked up my daughter from school early today because she got sick. And you know how you got to sign out? When you pick them up, why I spelled my name wrong? I spelled my name wrong because I was about to like do a signature, but it was like half signature, half like what print. So the security guard was just looking at me crazy. First of all, I don't like people watching. That too threw me off because why are you watching me sign out, ma'am? Please. So I spelled my name wrong. So it's half signature, half print, and just kept it moving. But anyway, listen, don't worry about it,
Barnett.
Because I was about to do a quick, you know how you little scrabble or doctor scribble. I was about to do that. But yeah.
Well.
Well, here we are.
Here we go. All right. So what are we talking about tonight?
Let's talk about corny dudes. So since that's been like the topic of the week, the weekend, whatever.
Maybe, bro.
I mean, what do you, first let's define what's corny.
What makes someone
corny? Yeah, what makes someone corny?
Well, it's still, you know, it's been stuff going around about Russell Wilson. I'm corny, a simp, they call him. Because the man basically what? Got one wife, one woman, take care of his kids, good job, he in shape. Like, I don't know, we're like...
Those sound like good quality. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
That's what they're saying.
What the heck is a simp? What these young people... This new word, simp. Simple? I don't know.
I think so, yeah. Simple. Like, that's the abbreviation.
But I didn't hear anything bad. The stuff that you...
Nothing bad. That's what they're saying. It's corny. Latest thing now, you just showed me, they was talking about what, Michael B. Jordan? What happened with him?
Yeah, but I'm saying like... Define corny.
I think that's it.
Oh, that's
that's what I'm saying. So according to the new term,
new age. Yeah, so being a good person is corny.
Straight edge,
basically.
A square.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's wild. So yeah, they been talking about Michael B. Jordan because he was on the red carpet and he saw like an old classmate, and she's on like her own podcast, and I guess she mentioned that she went to school with him. And growing up, they used to tease him about his name because his name is Michael B. Jordan, you know, Michael Jordan. And he also used to carry around like headshots and they used to make fun of him. And the other co-star was like, oh, he's a corny dude. She didn't really say that, but she also said she teased him, though. She didn't say he was corny. She said she teased him, which is still horrible because, like, why are we teasing people that's trying to better themselves? I never understood that.
They were... I have to hear the original clip, but it don't sound like the one interviewing him was really trying to come for him. Because you should just say they used to tease him. You know what I mean? And that could be like, it depends on her tone and stuff. It could have been like, oh, you know, we was wrong. We was silly, you know, for picking on him. Look at him now. You know, you got to hear the whole thing.
And it was seventh grade.
That's what I'm saying, too.
We all got teased. I talk about your mother this week. You're going to talk about mine, vice versa. So that part, you know.
That's the thing. Because if you can carry around headshots in seventh grade, it's a little it's different. He was on a successful path, but to seventh graders, it's like, what?
Like, what you doing? You think you're better than us?
This dude, yeah, you know.
But.
I get that.
But they was calling him corny because how he, I guess, spoke to her on the red carpet.
She approached him on the red carpet, wanted to interview him. And he was just looking, he was giving the look like, now you want to be in my face. You was talking about me. And when she got done talking, he was like, yeah, the corny dude, right? The corny dude. I didn't personally see nothing wrong with it.
Listen.
Because
I don't either. It's giving me Drake, that song, How About Now? Because I'm up right now. It's giving that type of energy. And I feel like, why not?
And then half the people commenting on this and jumping in, calling him corny and all that stuff. If somebody's talking about you and it's known, you saw it, you heard it, it's people telling you, it's on video, and that same person come in your face, you ain't going to have nothing to say?
Because I don't like the phony thing.
You know what I'm saying?
The phony stuff. I'm not going to play these games with you, okay?
So you just going to smile and nod in their face and answer their questions and then go about your business? No.
That's what they wanted.
No. Who's doing that? Nobody. Not Eugene T. Barnes. If I know you were talking about me.
Right.
Oh, so now we talking? Now you friends? I do that to my mama, Bernadette. Like, if you were talking about me, listen.
Absolutely. absolutely. I thought it was mild, honestly.
Yeah, he really didn't. He didn't call out her name. Mm-hmm. He didn't raise his voice. Right. He said that, and that was it.
And kept it moving, but he's corny for that. I'm like, I don't think he's corny for that. He has a right to feel what he feels.
Right. And then who wouldn't feel that? That's what I'm saying.
Because that's, keep it real, y'all.
Come on.
Especially if you see you in a club and that guy that used to tease you and now he wants your number. No, you gotta get out of my face. Come on. With your ran down shoes.
Not the ran downs. The run overs.
I'm sorry, ran over, ran down.
Ran down, run over.
Whatever it is. They leaning to the left.
Mm-mm. And then what? You had, we was watching another Instagram clip. Michael B. Jordan, the girl was like, he cute and all, but he just looked like he responsible. Like that was a bad thing. Like he know where his birth certificate is at. You need your birth certificate and your social to get a job. So that lets me know who you messing with out here.
So y'all want bums. Basically. No job. Just got out of jail. No hopes. No dreams. Y'all want to support them. But then we complain, ladies, like, are we supporting all these men? So what do we want? What's really good? We want to support these guys, or do we want a good guy that's going to support us? Like, what is it? What do we really want from a man?
Corny. It's crazy. It's, they talking about the women, too, though. Deval and Kadeem Ellis, they was on the Breakfast Club talking about their book, and they call Deval a simp. And they said Kadeem was submissive, as if it was a bad thing. And they went on to explain that, you know, they really have to do to basically support each other and meet each other's needs, you know. That, and I don't think people understand that that's what a relationship is, and especially that's what marriage is. Right. You can't be out here married to nobody and think you're going to just do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it with no consideration for the other person's feelings.
Right.
That's not what a relationship is. A relationship is checking in. What can I do for you today? How can I make your day easier? Communication. And, like, that's what it is. So, y'all just basically want to be alone.
Alone, or y'all want, you know, to open marriages.
Or be getting hit upside your head and all that stuff.
Cheated on.
Yeah.
Embarrassed. Married to bums.
So, What's your view on, like, submission and being submissive? What is that? What does that mean? What is that?
Obedience, sacrifice. No. I feel like, for me, I guess, yes, satisfying your needs and vice versa. I feel like, you know, we had this talk earlier. Yeah, just meeting each other's needs, you know, our love language, you know, you like things done a certain way, and you know, I make sure, you know, I wash the dishes, and you know, at night, and so in the morning you won't see a dirty kitchen. I make sure all of that is, you know, clean for you, and you know,
and that in turn I can get up and be in a good mood and do what, you know, what you need for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You know, like the things you need. So it's a give and take. And then, you know, we talk about it, we're in a marriage group, and we talk about it with some other couples, and it's like, that's what it is, that's what makes a good marriage. If the other person is, if I'm worrying about your needs and you're worrying about mine, you don't have to worry about yourself all the time. Come out of yourself, worry about the other person, that will put them in a better space to be able to, you know, meet your needs as well. So it's a give and a take, you know. And then in the Bible it says, like, husband and wife submit to one another, one to another. If people don't really, like, you know, acknowledge the whole thing. Husbands, love your wives, you know, you're supposed to.
People think it's the 1950s. You cook, you clean, you bust your legs open when I say so. What, that type of energy. No, it's not going down like that. That's what I think these young people or people in general are thinking. Like, no, that's not what
submission.
It is. Yeah, that's not what it is.
And if you can't get past that, like, the negative, you know, I guess, things surrounding submission, then you're never going to find, like, real love and, like, happiness. Because you just worry about, I'm doing me. And that's it. You know, that's all you're going to ever do is you.
But here's the thing. You'll submit to a job. Let me get to work on time. Let me be there. Start at 9. Let me get there at 8:45.
Yeah.
You know?
This is true. Yeah.
Y'all gonna submit to that job.
Why not submit to, you know, the person you said you want to be your, like, life partner?
Right.
You know, and then again, it only makes your life easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're happier. And, you know, in turn, both of us are happier. So everybody's going to get what they want when, you know, you just focus on the other person and making sure their needs are met. Now, is that always easy?
Absolutely not.
No. we're not saying it like that's not our, that's not.
This life ain't perfect.
You know, and that's not your natural human instinct to, like, operate like that. It's something we had to work on. We're still working on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're growing in. But, like, we can ultimately, like, I think we see the fruit from it when we try to operate like that.
Right.
Like, things are, you know, getting better. You're always on a upward trend. So.
And I think that's good, because I feel like if we're not working towards pleasing each other, that's how people get cheated on or, you know, stuff, you know, happens. So I feel like, yeah, we got to continue to communicate and, work on pleasing each other.
Mm-hmm. Work on the relationship, work on pleasing each other. And that way, you know, you have no excuse if anybody steps out or whatever. It wasn't on me. I did all I could. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So you have to, like, you can't leave room for that type of stuff. And again, you know, we're not saying be a person's slave and whatever they want, whenever they want. You know, it's understanding both ways. You know, if everything doesn't get done the way I want it or whatever, every time I still got it, you still have to act in love. You know what I mean? And, you know, maybe somebody was tired that day or whatever, you know, got to help each other. But, yeah, that's it.
I mean, relationships. Marriage, whatever it is a compromise.
Yeah.
It's definitely a compromise. Yeah. It's not like jail. I mean, it's still like a fun, you know, compromise. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get it in. You know? Listen, I got 3 kids. I mean, I'm happy. Is it, you know, perfect? Absolutely not.
I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Listen,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I just started talking to you today.
Absolutely,
you know what it is.
She was mad about something.
Goodness.
I don't know. You know.
That's mad. That's
she's
still fresh. The wound is still fresh.
Listen, this is the real. This is the people need the real.
But yes, it's not perfect.
Yeah. It's not perfect. I think what helps too in relationships is if you really do have like a friendship. You know, because like, and then I've heard people point that out too, like you will forgive your friends forever, like to infinity, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that's my friend, but with that significant other, I feel like stuff hurts more, and you can be, you know what I mean, a little more sensitive to that with the significant other, and your friend can do the same thing.
No, that was the other way around.
Well,
that
hurt. Mm-hmm. What you heard?
The show I was watching, she was saying you'll forgive your man before you'll forgive your friends.
Oh, no, I heard that one. What show it was on?
This was the SWV show we were watching today.
I heard that? I don't know.
Well, I was watching, and that's what I heard. Maybe you was watching something else.
I heard it, yeah.
And
something.
She was like, you know, sisters, we, you know, quick to forgive our man. They'll cheat on you and blah, blah, blah. But we will cut a friend off with the quickness. And that part, I definitely agree, because I have cut some people off. I agree with that. And we need to, you know, that's more friendship episode we talk about. But yeah, we need to definitely give our friends, you know, second chances.
Yeah. I'm not a cutter offer.
I am a cut off, delete, block. You are dead to me. I have grown. I have gotten better.
I've gotten better.
You know, God is working on my heart. Okay. Okay.
Right, that's a ministry blocking.
It is a ministry. Some people need to be blocked.
Yes.
Look, I offered to block somebody for somebody to the other day. It's like, girl, he is doing you wrong. Do you want me to block him?
Because
you're not
going to
do
it.
I will
do
it.
Wow.
And that's a friend. You're welcome.
That's great.
Shucks.
Let me block him for you because you don't know.
You don't understand her story, but we not. I can't even tell it, y'all. Anywho, but yes, if you ever need help blocking someone, give me a call. I will do it for you.
Blocker B. Oh, stop. That's a real service right there.
I'm telling you, it's a ministry. People need to be black. I mean, to move on, because for me, if you keep seeing that person on Instagram or they keep texting you, you're still gonna continue to feel that emotion or fall for the trap. So I feel like you need to let them, that person, go and delete, block, whatever you need to do.
Yeah. I was just listening to something on that. It's like triggers. Like, you have to know, you know, sometimes the best thing is to separate yourself completely by blocking or whatever, deleting from the triggers. Sometimes, though, you're meant to, depending on what it is, what the trigger is, you're meant to, like, stay and face the trigger, basically. You know what I mean? Confront it. So then it doesn't have that power over you. It wasn't necessarily talking about, like, relationships, but more like, you know, things in your past or whatever, you know, something might have happened to you. You know, sometimes you're supposed to, like, face the trigger. So then that way, you know, it won't have that power over you, as opposed to when you keep, you know, running and avoiding.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then a little, I get what you're saying, but okay, yeah, I understand that. The pettiness in me. See, I don't block everybody. I don't block the haters. The haters, I'd be like, you know what? She needs to keep
see my page and see me
being successful. So I'm not going to block her. Yes, there's several people like I haven't. Like, you know what? I'm not gonna block them. They need to see me. They need to see me ride.
Still I ride.
Okay. Listen. Still I. So I've definitely gotten better, because you know what? They need to see me. Okay.
Mm.
So I won't
even
block you.
Yeah,
and
then
if I feel like you foul, disgusting, horrible person, I will block you.
She's talking about somebody. Oh, that's
no. Yes, I did. What month is it? It's March. So I blocked. No, I didn't block nobody this year. I think it was December that was the last person. I want to say December. Yes. December was the last person. So last year, I ain't blocked nobody in 2023. So I feel like that is growth. And we're in March, see?
Deliverance.
I'm growing, y'all.
End of the third quarter. Nobody.
This year.
Nobody blocked.
I don't even have nobody in mind. See, that's good. Because you already know. Sometimes you already know. Like, you know what? I'm tired of them about the block. Nope. I don't have nobody in mind. I'm good.
Nobody.
God is good. I'm happy. Soft life.
Soft life?
The soft life. I'm trying to live a soft life now, y'all.
Living my life like it's gold.
Like it's golden.
Living my life like it's golden.
You don't got no beef with nobody. I love everybody.
Love the peace over here. For now.
For now. You already know what it is.
So yeah, man. I guess our bottom line, moral of the story. Be a simp. If you gotta be a simp, okay. If that means taking care of your business. Well, listen, if that's what they wanna call it, that's what they're calling it. The world.
So what you wanna, you really think these bad boys, thugs, bums gonna be loyal to you? Gonna be faithful to you? That makes no sense. It's gotta be the young girls, because it can't be my girls that's in their 30s.
That's a good poll to do.
That don't make no sense.
30 and up, how do y'all feel about that? Do you want a simp, what they call a simp? This is basically sound like a good man.
Right.
You know, good woman.
Because understand, if you're 18 and 20s, I get it. You want a bad boy. But when you're in your 30s and you're trying to get a house and businesses, you don't want, Bad boys, you get locked up.
Listen.
No.
And now you got to pay the mortgage by yourself.
No. I don't got time for that.
Because you ain't want no sin.
But when we grown, absolutely not. Like, why? For what?
Yeah, man, I think that's crazy. Nice guys. Finish last, they say.
Finish first.
So yeah, if they call you a simp, let them call you a simp. Handle your business. Take care of your wife, your girl, your kids. Handle your business. You know, be polite, be a gentleman.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
Wild behavior.
What it is.
Simp.
That is what it is. What they think? Call them in bums and deadbeats, and so which one is it? Like, you can't have the cake and eat it too. What's the balance? See, I'm saying, like, what's the
ideal person that's in the middle? They not corny, but they not a bum.
They got a good job. They take care of their kids, but they hit you.
Not in the middle.
I mean, what's the middle?
I'm I'm saying, like,
I'm trying to define the middle, though. I don't know. I'm just saying, is that what y'all want?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he got locked up, but now he a pastor. He don't got no money? No, that's still not good. No.
Why he can have more?
He
ain't got no money.
Huh?
Why he have...
Because he just got out of jail.
But now he a pastor, so he got
something
together.
When you first start not running the church... You don't got no money unless you do a mega church. Anyway, that's unless you got a little mega church.
We done created a whole story.
We out here making up stuff.
Whole backstory.
No, because, yeah, I mean, some of these pastors got money, but anyway, we not even honey, we'll go down that rabbit hole right now. That's a whole nother.
All right. You said I was too nice when we started dating.
And how old was I? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Now you don't know.
I don't know. 24.
I was 18. Did I say
32.
That? I don't even recall.
You did. Yeah, allegedly. You smiled too much. Why are you so happy?
No.
You don't remember that?
Because he never got angry. Like, I didn't mind you smiling. Yes, please be happy around me. But you never, like, that was the only emotion. That's like, it's giving crazy. That's why I was like, you know. Because I didn't think he was simple. I was like, oh, he too happy. He might be crazy, y'all.
Can I be happy?
Yes, be happy. But I'm just saying, that was his one emotion all the time.
Listen.
I'm like, is he gonna kill me? Mm. I hope not, because I like him, but...
Stay here.
Something happened to me, y'all. Y'all look for me.
Listen,
y'all look for me.
Just know.
Oh,
no matter what happens.
Please.
I am the victim.
Please.
Okay. Yeah, man. So that's our take. The Barneses. You got to do what you got to do, man. And then a good point I also heard brought up is like, it doesn't matter what people think. Because I've also seen that. People stop acting a certain way or, you know, start acting a certain way, whatever it is, because of outside influences. The only person opinion that matters in your marriage is you and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Let people say whatever they want to say. As long as when you come home, y'all are happy, you got peace in your house,
mm-hmm.
you got to do what you got to do and keep all the outside noise out. Because these people are miserable anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So let them be miserable out there and keep your home happy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And get it in.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, I feel like, yeah, sex is important. Just have sex. Sex and communication. That's going to be the next episode. That's what I'm saying. That will keep a good relationship. Sex and communication is the key. Simple.
There you go.
And don't put your hands on me. Boom. That's it. Yeah.
There you go. And there you have it, Bernadette's secret to a
yes.
happy relationship.
Sex
okay.
and communication.
I want what I need from you. And sex and communication.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
That's a wrap for you, baby. All right.
On this episode, we have been the Barneses, Eugene and Bernadette.
Barnes.
Until next time, my friends. Evening with the Barneses.
Oh, that's a sexy voice.
Peace.
Bye-bye. Hey.
Hello. What's up? Welcome to the latest episode of An Evening with the Barneses.
I am Bernadette Barnes.
I am Eugene T. Barnes. We are the Barneses. What's up, y'all?
What up? No, quick story. So today, I picked up my daughter from school early today because she got sick. And you know how you got to sign out? When you pick them up,
mm-hmm.
Why I spelled my name wrong? I spelled my name wrong because I was about to like do a signature, but it was like half signature, half like what print.
Uh-huh.
So the security guard was just looking at me crazy. First of all, I don't like people watching. That too threw me off because why are you watching me sign out, ma'am? Please. So I spelled my name wrong. So it's half signature, half print, and just kept it moving. But anyway, listen, don't worry about it,
Barnett.
Because I was about to do a quick, you know how a little scrabble or doctor scribble. I was about to do that. But yeah.
Well.
Well, here we are.
Here we go. All right. So what are we talking about tonight?
Let's talk about corny dudes. So that, since that's been like the topic of the week, the weekend, whatever.
Crazy, bro.
I mean, what do you first? Let's define what's corny.
What makes someone
corny? Yeah, what makes someone corny?
Well, and so you know, it's been stuff going around about Russell Wilson, calling corny a simp, they call him, because the man basically what got one wife, one woman, take care of his kids. Good job. He in shape. Like, I don't know. We're like,
those sound like good quality. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
That's what they're saying.
What the
that's
heck is a simp? What these young people, this new word, simp. Simple? I don't know.
I think so, yeah. Simple. Like, that's the abbreviation.
But I didn't hear anything bad.
Nothing bad. That's what they're saying. It's corny. Latest thing now, you just showed me they was talking about what Michael B. Jordan. What happened with him?
Yeah, but I'm saying like, define corny.
I think that's it.
Oh, that's
that's what I'm saying. So according to the new term,
new age. Yeah, so being a good person is corny.
Straight edge,
basically.
A square.
Wow, that's wild. So yeah, they been talking about Michael B. Jordan because he was on the red carpet and he saw like an old classmate, and she's on like her own podcast, and I guess she mentioned that she went to school with him. And growing up, they used to tease him about his name because his name is Michael B. Jordan, you know, Michael Jordan. And he also used to carry around like headshots and they used to make fun of him. And the other co-star was like, oh, he's a corny dude. She didn't really say that, but she also said she teased him, though. She didn't say he was corny. She said she teased him, which is still horrible because, like, why are we teasing people that's trying to better themselves? I never understood that.
They were... I have to hear the original clip, but it don't sound like the one interviewing him was really trying to come for him. Because you should just say they used to tease him. You know what I mean? And that could be like, it depends on her tone and stuff. It could have been like, oh, you know, we was wrong. We was silly, you know, for picking on him. Look at him now. You know, you got to hear the whole thing.
And it was seventh grade. That's all what I'm saying, too. We all got teased. I talked about your mother this week. You're going to talk about mine, vice versa. So that part, you know.
That's the thing. Because if you can carry around headshots in seventh grade, it's a little it's different. He was on a successful path, but to seventh graders, it's like, what?
Like, what you doing? What you think you're better than us?
This dude, you know.
But.
I get that.
But they was calling him corny because how he, I guess, spoke to her on the red carpet.
She approached him on the red carpet, wanted to interview him. And he was just looking, he was giving the look like, now you want to be in my face. You was talking about me. And when she got done talking, he was like, yeah, the corny dude, right? The corny dude. I didn't personally see nothing wrong with it.
Listen.
Because
I don't either. It's giving me Drake, that song, How About Now? Because I'm up right now. It's giving that type of energy. And I feel like, why not?
And then half the people commenting on this and jumping in calling him corny and all that stuff. If somebody's talking about you and is known, you saw it, you heard it, it's people telling you it's on video, and that same person come in your face, you ain't gonna have nothing to say?
Because I don't like the phony thing.
You know what I'm saying?
The phony stuff. I'm not gonna play these games with you, okay?
So would you just gonna smile and nod in their face and answer their questions and then go about your business? No.
That's what they wanted.
No. Who's doing that? Nobody. Not Eugene T. Bonds. If I know you was talking about me.
Right.
Oh, so now we talking. Now you friends. I do that to my mama, Bernadette. Like, if you was talking about me, you listen.
Absolutely. I thought it was mild, honestly.
Yeah, he really didn't. He didn't call her name. He didn't raise his voice. Right. He said that, and that was it.
And kept it moving. But he's corny for that. I'm like, I don't think he's corny for that. He has a right to feel what he feels.
Yeah, right. And then who wouldn't feel that? That's what I'm saying.
Because let's keep it real, y'all.
Come on.
Especially if you see you in a club and that guy that used to tease you and now he wants your number. No, you gotta get out my face.
Come on.
With your ran down shoes.
Not the ran downs. The run overs.
I'm sorry, ran over,
ran down. Ran down, run over.
Whatever it is.
The
skinny. They leaning to the left.
And then what you had, we was watching another Instagram clip, Michael B. Jordan, the girl was like, he cute and all, but he just looked like he responsible. Like that was a bad thing. Like he know where his birth certificate is at. You need your birth certificate and your social to get a job. So that lets me know who you messing with out here.
So y'all want bums. Basically. No job. Just got out of jail. No hopes, no dreams. Yeah, I want to support them. But then we complain, ladies, like, are we supporting all these men? So what do we want? What's really good? We want to support these guys, or do we want a good guy that's going to support us? Like, what is it? What do we really want from a man? Sam,
corny. It's crazy. It's, they talking about the women too, though. Deval and Kadeem Ellis. They was on the Breakfast Club talking about their book. Mm-hmm. And they call Deval a simp. And they said Kadeem was submissive.
Okay.
As if it was a bad thing.
A bad thing.
And they went on to explain that, you know, they really have to do to basically support each other and meet each other's needs, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people understand that that's what a relationship is, and especially that's what marriage is.
Right.
You can't be out here married to nobody and think you're going to just do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it with no consideration for the other person's feelings.
Right.
That's not what a relationship is. A relationship is checking in. What can I do for you today? How can I make your day easier? Communication. And like, that's what it is. So y'all just basically want to be alone. If
alone, or y'all want, you know,
to
open
be,
marriages,
get, and be getting hit upside your head and all that stuff,
cheated on,
yeah,
and embarrassed, married to bums,
So like, what's your view on like submission and being submissive? What is that? What does that mean? What is that?
Obedience, sacrifice. No, I feel like, for me, I guess. Yes, satisfying your needs and vice versa. I feel like, you know, we had this talk earlier. Yeah, just meeting each other's needs, you know, our love language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like things done a certain way. And, you know, I make sure, you know, I wash the dishes and, you know, at night. And so in the morning, you won't see a dirty kitchen. I make sure all of that is, you know, clean for you. And, you know.
And then in turn, I can get up and be in a good mood and do what, you know, what you need for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You know, like the things you need. So it's a give and take. And then, you know, we talk about it, we're in a marriage group and we talk about it with some other couples, and it's like, that's what it is. That's what makes a good marriage. If the other person is, if I'm worrying about your needs and you're worrying about mine, you don't have to worry about yourself all the time. Come out of yourself, worry about the other person. That will put them in a better space to be able to, you know, meet your needs as well. So it's a give and a take, you know. And then in the Bible it says, like, husband and wife submit to one another, one to another. And people don't really, like, you know, acknowledge the whole thing. Husbands, love your wives, you know, you're supposed to.
People think it's the 1950s. You cook, you clean, you bust your legs open when I say so. Like, that type of energy. No, it's not going down like that. That's what I think these young people or people in general are thinking. Like, no,
when
that's not what
submission,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what it is.
Yeah. And if you can't get past that, like, the negative, you know, I guess, things surrounding submission, then you're never gonna find, like, real love and, like, happiness, because you just worry about, oh, I'm doing me, and that's it. You know, that's all you're gonna, that's all you're gonna ever do,
right,
is you.
But here's the thing, you'll submit to a job.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to work on time. Let me be there. Start at 9. Let me get that 8:45.
Yeah.
You know?
This is true. Yeah.
Y'all gonna submit to that job.
Why not submit to, you know, the person you said you want to be your, like, life partner?
Right.
You know, and then again, it only makes your life easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're happier. And, you know, in turn, both of us are happier. So everybody's going to get what they want when, you know, you just focus on the other person and making sure their needs are met. Now, is that always easy?
Absolutely not.
No. we're not saying it like that's not.
This life ain't perfect.
You know, and that's not your natural human instinct to, like, operate like that. It's something we had to work on. We're still working on. You know what I mean? We're growing in. But, like, we can ultimately, like, I think we see the fruit from it when we try to operate like that.
Right.
Like, things are, you know, getting better. You're always on a upward trend. So.
And I think that's good, because I feel like if we're not working towards pleasing each other, that's how people get cheated on, or, you know, stuff, you know, happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, yeah, we got to continue to communicate and, work on pleasing each other.
Mm-hmm. Work on the relationship, work on pleasing each other. And that way, you know, you have no excuse. If anybody steps out or whatever, it wasn't on me. I did all I could. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you have to, like, you can't leave room for that type of stuff. And again, you know, we're not saying be a person's slave and whatever they want, whenever they want. You know, it's understanding both ways. You know, if everything doesn't get done the way I want it or whatever, every time you still have to act in love, you know what I mean? And, you know, if somebody was tired that day or whatever, you know, got to help each other. But, yeah, that's it.
I mean, relationships, marriage, whatever, it is a compromise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely a compromise. Yeah. It's not like jail. I mean, it's still like a fun, you know, compromise. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get it in. You know? Listen, I got 3 kids. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm happy. Is it, you know, perfect? Absolutely not.
I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Listen,
absolutely.
Was and a little, listen, it's was not. A little strong, we
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Was
I
strong.
Just started talking to you today. Absolutely you know not. What it is.
She was mad about something. Goodness. I don't know. You know.
That's not. That's it's still fresh. The wound is still fresh.
Listen, this is the real. This is the people need the real.
But yes, it's not perfect.
Yeah. It's not perfect. I think what helps too in relationships is if you really do have like a friendship. You know, because like, and then I've heard people point that out too. Like, you will forgive your friends forever, like to infinity. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's my friend, but with that significant other, I feel like stuff hurts more, and you can be, you know what I mean, a little more sensitive to that with the significant other, and your friend can do the same thing.
No, that was the other way around. What I heard?
What you heard?
The show I was watching, she was saying you'll forgive your man before you'll forgive your friend.
Oh, no, I heard that one. What show it was on?
This was the SWV show we were watching today.
I heard that? I don't know.
Well, I was watching, and that's what I heard. Maybe you was watching something else.
I heard it, yeah.
And she was like, you know, sisters, we, you know, quick to forgive our man. They'll cheat on you and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But we will cut a friend off with the quickness. And that part, I definitely agree, because I have cut some people off. I agree with that. And we need to, you know, that's more friendship episode we talk about. But yeah, we need to definitely give our friends, you know, second chance.
Yeah. I'm not a cutter offer.
I am a cut off, delete, black, are dead to me. I have grown. I have gotten better.
I've gotten better.
You know, God is working on my heart. Okay. Okay.
Man, that's a ministry, blocking people.
It is a ministry. Some people need to be blocked.
Yes,
I offered to block somebody for somebody to the other day. It's like, girl, he is doing you wrong. Do you want me to block him?
Because
you're not
going to
do
it.
I will do it.
Wow.
And that's a friend. You're welcome.
That's crazy.
Shucks.
Let me block him for you because you don't know.
You don't understand her story, but I can't even tell it, y'all. Anywho, but yes, if you ever need help blocking someone, give me a call. I will do it for you.
1-800 blocker B.
Blocker B.
Oh, stop. That's a real service right there.
I'm telling you, it's a ministry. People need to be black. I mean, to move on, because for me, if you keep seeing that person on Instagram or they keep texting you, you're still going to continue to feel that emotion or fall for the trap. So I feel like you need to let that person go and delete, block, whatever you need to do.
Yeah. I was just listening to something on that. Isn't like triggers, like you have to know, you know, sometimes the best thing is to separate yourself completely by blocking or whatever, deleting from the triggers. Sometimes though, you're meant to depending on what it is, what the trigger is, you're meant to like stay and face the trigger, basically, you know what I mean, confront it, so then it doesn't have that power over you. When instead of talking about like relationships, but more like, you know, things in your past or whatever, you know, something might have happened to you, you know, sometimes you're supposed to like face the trigger, so then that way, you know, it won't have that power over you as opposed to when you keep, you know, running and avoiding.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then a little, I get what you're saying, but okay, yeah, I understand that. And the pettiness in me. See, I don't block everybody. I don't block the haters. The haters, I'll be like, you know what? She needs to keep need to on see my glow on my page up. And see me being successful. See, so I'm not going up. To block her. Yes, there's several people like I haven't. Like, you know what? I'm not gonna block them. They need to see me. They need to see me ride.
Still I ride.
Okay. Listen. Still I. So I've definitely gotten better because you know what? They need to see me. Okay. So I won't even block you. Yeah, and man. If I feel like you foul, disgusting, horrible person, I will block you.
She's talking about somebody. Oh, that's
no. Yes, I did. What month is it? It's March. Went so I blocked. No, I didn't block nobody this year. I think it was December that was the last person. I want to say December. Yes. December was the last person. So last year, I ain't blocked nobody in 2023. So thank I feel Lord. Like that is growth. And we're in March. See?
Deliverance.
I'm growing, y'all.
End of the third quarter. Nobody
this year.
Nobody blocked.
I don't even have nobody in mind. See, that's good. Because you already know. Sometimes you already know. Like, you know what? I'm tired of them about the block. Nope. I don't have nobody in mind. I'm good.
Nobody.
God is good. I'm happy. Soft life.
Soft life?
The soft life. I'm trying to live a soft life now, y'all.
Living my life like it's gold.
Like it's golden.
Living my life like it's gold.
You know, I got no beef with nobody. I love everybody.
Love and peace over here. For now.
For now. You already know what it is.
So, yeah, man. I guess our bottom line, moral of the story. Be a simp if you gotta be a simp, okay? If that means taking care of your business. Well, listen, if that's what they wanna call it, that's what they're calling it. The world.
So what you wanna, you really think these bad boys, thugs, bums gonna be loyal to you? Gonna be faithful to you? That makes no sense. It's gotta be the young girls, because it can't be my girls that's in their 30s.
That's a good poll to do.
That don't make no sense.
30 and up, how do y'all feel? About that, do you want a simp? What they call a simp, which is basically sound like a good man,
right?
You know, good woman.
Because understand, if you're 18 and 20s, I get it. You want a bad boy, but when you're in your 30s and you're trying to get a house and businesses, you don't want bad boys. You get locked out.
Listen.
No.
And now you got to pay the mortgage by yourself.
No, I don't got time for that.
Because you ain't want no simp.
But when we grown, absolutely not. Like, why? For what?
Yeah, man, I think that's crazy. Nice guys. Finish last, they say.
Finish first.
So, yeah, they call you a simp, let them call you a simp. Handle your business. Take care of your wife, your girl, your kids. Handle your business. You know, be polite, be a gentleman.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
That's what it is.
Wild behavior. What it is.
Simp.
That is what it is. What they think? Call them in bums and deadbeats, and so which one is it? Like, you can't have the cake and eat it too. What's the balance? See, I'm saying, like, what's the
ideal person that's in the middle? They not corny, but they not a bum.
They got a good job. They take care of their kids, but they hit you.
What's the middle?
I'm trying to define the middle. Though. I don't know. I'm just saying, is that what y'all want? That's what I'm saying.
Like, he got locked up, but now he a pastor. He don't got no money? No, that's still not good.
No. He can have more. He ain't have no money.
Huh?
Why he even have...
Because he just got out of jail.
But now he a pastor, so he got
when you
something
first
start together.
Not running a church, you don't got no money. Unless you do a mega church. Anyway, that's unless you got a little mega church.
We done created a whole story.
We out here making up stuff.
Whole back story.
No, because, I mean, some of these pastors got money. But anyway, we not in there. Honey, we'll go down that rabbit hole right now. That's a whole nother.
All right. You said I was too nice when we started dating.
And how old was I? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, now you don't know.
I don't know. 24.
25. I was 18. Did I say
32.
That? I don't even recall.
You did.
Yeah, allegedly.
You smiled too much. Why are you always so happy?
No.
You don't remember that?
Because he never got angry. I didn't mind you smiling. Yes, please be happy around me. But you never, that was the only emotion. That's like is giving crazy. That's why I was like, no. You know, because I didn't think he was simp. I was like, oh, he too happy. He might be crazy, y'all.
Can I be happy?
But I'm just saying, that was just one emotion all the time. Listen. I'm like, is he gonna kill me? Mm.
Stay here. Something happened to me, y'all. Listen. Y'all look for me. Just know.
No matter what happens. Please.
I am the victim. Please. Okay. Oh, Corey. Yeah, man. So that's our take. The Barnes is, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. And then, a good point I also heard brought up is like, it doesn't matter what people think, because I've also seen that people stop acting a certain way, or you know, start acting a certain way, whatever it is, because of outside influences. The only person opinion that matters in your marriage is you and your spouse. Mm-hmm. That's it. Let people say whatever they want to say, as long as when you come home y'all are happy, you got peace in your house. Mm-hmm. You gotta do what you gotta do and keep all the outside noise out, because these people are miserable anyway. So let them be miserable out there and keep your home happy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And get it in.
Yes,
yes, I feel like, yeah, the sex is important. Just have sex. Sex and communication. That's going to be the next episode. That's what I'm saying. That will keep a good relationship. Sex and communication is the key. Simple.
There you go.
And don't put your hands on me. Boom. That's it. Yeah.
There you go. And there you have it, Bernadette's secret to a happy relationship.
Sex and communication.
I want what I need from you. Sex and communication.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for us.
That's a wrap for you, baby. All right.
On this episode, we have been the Barnes of Eugene and Bernadette.
Bye.
Until next time, my friends. Evening with the Barnes.
Oh, that's a sexy voice.
Peace.
Bye-bye.